A group of Western scholars in Moscow last Monday for a conference on Russia's future had a long-standing appointment with President Vladimir Putin, which they were sure he would cancel because of the schoolhouse massacre in southern Russia.
NPR's senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
To their surprise, he sent word that he wanted to go ahead with the meeting, which he opened by saying, "This isn't the best time for me, but I owe it to you to answer your questions," which he then proceeded to do for 3.5 hours until midnight. Putin clearly had some ideas about Russia's future after the bloody confrontation in Beslan, and clearly his ideas were meant for American ears. Like President Bush after 9/11, Putin said his country was under attack. Like Mr. Bush, he reserved the right to take preemptive action. Like the American president, he was loud in his praise of the country's armed forces who had put their lives on the line trying to save the children. And like Mr. Bush, he labeled the attackers terrorists. When asked about negotiating with Chechen leaders, Putin asked whether President Bush would invite Osama bin Laden to the White House for negotiations. A lot of the 3.5 hours was devoted to equating Chechen rebels and al-Qaeda terrorists. The Russian president had another message for America, subtly delivered but ominous, saying that we showed weakness and weak people are beaten. He reminded the world that Russia is still one of the world's greatest nuclear powers. He suggested that maybe he hadn't been tough enough. A lot of people look back to the Soviet era with nostalgia, he said. And then a reminder of how America justified the war in Vietnam. You in the West should understand there's a domino theory here in the Caucasus. Your security is under threat, not just Russia's. Russia is on the front line. It sounds like a hardline policy in the making, and a message to America that it had better support that policy. This is Daniel Shore.